What is going down, everybody? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 172. Getting close to that 200. I think we're going to have to pop some more champagne on that one. Maybe two bottles this time for episode 200.
Maybe four bottles.
Maybe four. Maybe one for everybody.
One for everyone.
A little Dom P in the house. But anyways, we've got an action-packed episode today. Contenders football coming out next Friday. We're going to compare that to Prism football. So mainly we're going to compare Prism Silvers with Contenders autographs. We're going to compare the market on those, because I think it's interesting, because you got the old school collectors with the Contenders, and you got the new crop of collectors with the Prism. So it'll be some prices are actually going to surprise you guys, so stay tuned for that. Always check out mojobreak.com for your break spots. We break 7 days a week, where everything is scheduled and guaranteed to break. Brand new playbook just came out today. Get your spots. If you're looking for wax to open yourself, or you don't want to have somebody open it up for you, go to mojobreakshop.com, where we've got all types of wax to look at, including vintage wax. There's a good assortment of like 90s stuff if you're into that. So check it out on mojobreakshop.com. First order of business is we got the 2020 winners for best product. I know it was a two-week process. We had the hanging chads. We had to do the recounts and all that stuff. But I think some of these will surprise you. We've got Stadium Club winning for best baseball product of the year.
No, it didn't.
It did. Actually, Transcendent was tied with it.
And
I said Transcendent can't win. Prism football, no surprise there. And Mosaic for basketball. I'll start with C-Red, dude. Mosaic basketball. What do you think? Getting the nod.
I am not surprised at Mosaic basketball. I think we're all surprised at Stadium Club Chrome Baseball. That's a huge...
I thought it was going to be Ginter Chrome.
I thought it was going to be...
I could almost guarantee you it was going to be Chrome, though.
I was kind of Chrome. Your money's on Chrome. Maybe people thought that was Topps Chrome or something, and they were just saying Stadium Club. And the club.
It's good to see Hoops Premium make it.
That's crazy, man.
But it didn't.
By looking at this, what's one thing that you could point out here? I think this speaks to 2020 and the parallel era. These are all retail SKUs. All of these.
Moana.
What? Shiny, that too, yeah. But these are all retail SKUs.
They got a Stadium Club Chrome retail?
They do.
So the people were voting specifically Prism Blasters. They were saying Prism Blasters.
No, I think that's just the box we used on the graphic.
Yeah, we
thumbs up.
Thumbs up from super producer Cody over there.
It's hard to get, like, if it was Hobby Box, it's hard to get all three of them on one.
Yeah, yeah. But, so I think because these are all retail SKUs, that's another thing to consider.
Oh, okay. Again, that makes
sense.
They're
all retail SKUs, so I think people see these.
I was thinking the same thing you were thinking. I'm all, everybody loves the retail. Like, the retail's where it's at.
I get it. People made a lot of money off of retail. Mm-hmm. So
That goes to show you a couple things. The lack of card shops in everybody's area, which if you're in Santa Clara, we got one. Open 12 to 5 Monday through Friday. But this is all they're seeing. They're going to Target. They're going to Walmart. People are only seeing this stuff. A lot of people don't realize the hobby world that's out there that has better odds. Like, the odds on these retail SKUs are not very good to get anything crazy. Yes, you're going to get rookie cards. You're going to get the exclusive rookie parallels that are in these boxes. You have a chance at them. But the hobby odds are so much better. I know the box prices are crazy, but you can get into breaks. I mean, you spend 80, 90, 100 bucks sometimes on these retail blasters where you could just get into maybe a three-box hobby break for less, get a team, get better car. I'm just saying. You know, I think people don't realize that there's stuff other than retail out there. Dan, did you realize?
I mean, it's a good point. I actually, from basketball, I'm surprised NT or Immaculate didn't get the votes, or Flawless, because regardless of how much it is, like, let's face it, it is the top shelf. It is the biggest cards you're going to be able to pull are going to come out of those products. So
I would assume it's what people like to watch the most as well.
But yeah. It's a good point, because as of right now, there's no NT retail SKU.
Right.
There's no Immaculate retail SKU. Could you think they can ever do a Flawless retail SKU? Flawless blaster you get.
Just set out on the Target shelf?
No, it's just a blockchain. It's one blockchain digital card.
Could you imagine the returns on a $8,000 Flawless box at Target? Anytime you just didn't hit, anytime guys just didn't hit anything worth value.
I would say at that point, like, you probably, it would probably be available. You wouldn't have people camping out to drop $8,000 on a retail SKU.
If they could get it for $8,000 and flip it for $10,000, then there would absolutely be people.
I'd be interested in knowing if the Target sales reps were even be interested if Panini approached them like, hey, do you guys want to carry a $10,000 box?
I also have another question, hypothetically. If you walk into a Target and you're ringing up $150,000 worth of stuff, the checker has to get some kind of like manager over to make sure this transaction's legit, right?
You won't be
like,
able to use-
like say you got like some water and some hamburger buns and you're behind the person and they're scanning it and they're like, okay, your total is going to be $172,053. You're like, damn.
Well, you, for one, you need to have like some security with you when you're walking out to your car on
Yeah, dude.
No, I mean, I could put that much. I could put $150,000 worth of product in a Target basket.
That'd be wild to see, man. That would be a crazy world to live in if we got flawless in Target or immaculate in Target.
The person behind would be like, what did I do? Like, dude. Can I cut in front of you, or is this going to be a while?
I remember, I think it was 15-16 Prestige. Remember when they came out that premium version?
14-15.
Yep.
And it had the mini boxes.
And it had, yeah. I remember going in there the day that it was released, and I think they were $225 a box, right? And
very expensive for the time.
I think I bought like six, and I think the checker was like, wow. Like, they rang it up, and it was like $1,200, and they're like,
I remember
like
those.
They took a step back. Like,
I remember distributors having cards? Those for $60 a box.
Eventually, yeah.
It was a combo deal. They were comboing that Prestige Premium up with everything, and I think you can get it for like $60 a box at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Prestige Premium. There's actually a couple epic videos at the old shop over on Walsh where we were doing mixers with it. And I found a completely resealed box because it had been returned to Target and then at some point given back to the Excel or the Beckett marketing guy and then went to distributors eventually. So I remember opening a box and it was like there was no autos. I remember just like literally on camera, I threw all the cards. I just was like so angry at the fact that we got duped. And then I replaced it with a box that had autos, of course.
That actually happened to me too in a basketball break. It was all base cards in the mini box.
For the same product?
Same product.
Yep. Yeah, because people return
that.
Return
that is the issue with having something hypothetically high end like that in Target. You're gonna have to deal with the returns, and then you're gonna have to deal with the resealed products. And when the next person that buys it opens a $10,000 flawless box, there's gonna be base cards of hoops in there.
It's funny that we talk about how much a lot of these products go up, right? And we're talking about retail SKUs. There is a certain price point that Target or Walmart will not stock. Yeah. Like, we won't see a $500 box on the shelf at a Target or Walmart.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I think the Prestige Premium, granted it was 4 years ago.
I think it was the most expensive retail.
And it obviously went back, so I'm sure whoever the powers to be at those places have, like, nothing over $100.
But this would have been the year that they could have tried it, and it probably would have worked.
I'm sure after last year, Target and Walmart sees the sales and the demand through not only their retail stores but through their websites of these sports cards products.
I think
they're going to try to ask for more.
I don't know, man. I think if you look at, like, the whole picture of all the SKUs, we think sports cards are hot. But I would say everyday products are definitely going to be
a lot hotter.
It
ain't beating toilet paper.
Nothing beats toilet paper.
Paper towels.
I was thinking about making a repack product and just putting rolls of toilet paper in there.
Just different brands, like
different brands.
Maybe you get lucky, you get the triple.
Get the ultra soft Charmin.
The mystery box of toilet paper. You could get the single ply. You could get the quad ply.
Oh, not the single ply.
The single ply, man. You could be like the Yorks from the Niners a couple years back. These aren't our choices. I know Bust in the chat say there's no way the Stadium Club won. That's what the people picked. So I did like Stadium Club Chrome.
The people have spoke.
It wouldn't be my favorite product. I would probably have to give it to 2020 Bowman, with Bowman draft being in second for me. You know what? I prefer
I didn't even open up any Stadium Club Chrome.
I think I was the only one to open
actually,
up.
Actually, I don't think I did either.
So I'm just going to...
See, you're an exclusive product.
I'm going to be... Because Doug's like, you're talking like you opened it. And I'm like, I didn't open it.
I feel like I did, but maybe I didn't.
I opened up some Stadium Club regular.
Yo.
Stadium Club OG. But yeah, I didn't open it. So Conrad,
he's got.
Do you agree with the people? I mean, you were in the trenches opening up that Stadium Club.
Yeah,
Chrome. You tell us what it's
matter
all
of fact.
About.
Check this out. I opened up Stadium Club Chrome last week, right after the big Eminence box. You know, that's talking about going from 30K to you know, to something a little bit more
so
affordable.
It's up there, so it's up there with the excitement factor. It's up there with Eminence.
It's a nice product. Ginter Chrome is a nice product. I'm a firm believer. Anything you make shiny is gonna be a nice looking product. But people know my vote. I'm going Definitive, best baseball product every single year.
Yeah, I do like Definitive too. I do like Definitive. But my roots are Bowman, so I got to give it to the 2020 Bowman with the hype from Jason Dominguez and the star-studded draft class as well that we've got the 2020 draft. I don't disagree with Prism. I think Prism's up there.
I like Bowman's best. I have every like. 4 on-card autos. I love that product.
Yeah,
I think it's a good value.
Chance but to get
I,
a big
but
autos.
I, but Definitive, I absolutely get. Like, is there a better
looking product?
Better looking patch auto, unique relic type of product out there? Probably not for baseball. Mm.
Well, and we had some news. I'm sure everybody already knows about it, but I figured we'd have a conversation. I think LeBron James now is like, hey, I'm no longer a villain because you got these three cats all on one team, all hated in their own individual way. One's a snake. One's a traitor. One's lazy, goes to strip club. One doesn't sit. When he's filming a movie, he watches his – he doesn't even show up for his team's playoff game. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie together in Brooklyn as the Rockets just made a blockbuster trade, and these three are together and probably the favorite to win the East now if they all play.
They have to win the title.
Well, yeah.
They have to. Anything less than a championship with those three players, failure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless one of them gets hurt, but, like, they all stay healthy. They don't – I mean – They may have to sweep the finals, or it's a failure. It might not be enough just to win.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't lose a playoff game.
What are your thoughts? What was your initial thoughts, C-Rad, when you saw this news?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but before the season started, before Klay even got injured, I was there's rumors that, you know, obviously Harden wanted to go to Brooklyn, and I was like, I was all for that because my thinking was that, great, like a ultra super team, we got Klay healthy. I want to face them in the finals, and I want the Warriors to potentially knock them off, right?
Yeah.
I was excited about that. And then Klay got injured, and then, you know, the Harden thing didn't go through in the beginning of the season. And so for me, it's like it was already implanted in my head that this may happen, so I'm not surprised to necessarily. But, yeah, it's the expectations for this team's got to be, you know, of course, championships, because you look at those three guys, and when Durant joined us in Golden State, like, you could potentially put Harden in place of Curry, right? And then Kyrie, you could even place him maybe even above Klay in terms of, like, superstar level. So they have to win a championship, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Championship or bust. I mean, at least with Kevin Durant, and I'm not on the opinion of being, you know, him being a snake. Yeah. At least, but you've got to look at what Harden did. He refused to play for the Rockets, a team that's gave him his max, a team that's tried to get other guys around him like Westbrook, that's done everything that this guy wants to do and tries to make a championship team. And he literally just is like, for one, he went to the strip club, you know, when he was supposed to be playing. And for two, he just flat out refuses to play for a team that's just stuck by him. I wasn't a big fan of him, and I think now I'm really not a big fan of him.
Yeah.
And what do you think this does to his cards? I mean, do you think there's people out there? Because
I think he's been undervalued.
But I think he's undervalued because he's an a-hole. He doesn't suck. I was trying to find the right verb there, but he's a villain. Yeah, he's a villain. He's a villain in the same way like a lot of people don't like Bryce Harper because he's a villain.
He's no Kelly Oubre, I'll tell you that.
He's no Kelly Oubre. I don't know. I mean, I think his cards are undervalued because he's just not a loyal, trustworthy type of player. I mean, yes, he's going to make big shots. Yes, he gets to the line. He's a great player. He's a superstar caliber player, but he's just not likable.
But you look at his stat line, like nobody has put up his stats in the last 5 years. Consistent.
Yeah.
He's always at the top of being the leading scorer in the league. Granted, the ball's in his hands a lot.
Yeah.
And the only concern I have, if I'm a Brooklyn fan, I'm like, is there going to be enough points to go around?
Right.
Yeah. Which was the concern when KD joined the Warriors, too.
But
Steph and Klay are not – they're not players that have
Klay
mentality.
Klay didn't need the ball in his hands.
Where like they're not like, I need to get mine.
Yeah.
Like, you can do whatever you want, but, like, I need to get my 25 points.
Yeah. The whole thing with bringing Durant onto the Warriors in the beginning was Steph, you know, told him straight up, like at their meeting or whatever, it's like, you know, Hampton 5, they were like, I don't need the ball. Like, I'll do what I need to make sure.
Yeah, and the other two guys, Kyrie and James Harden, I don't think that's their mindset.
Yeah, we'll see.
But you never know. I mean,
and Kyrie's almost in that same category. I feel like his cards are undervalued because the persona that he has.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
He just like won a championship, and he wasn't happy on the Cavs because he wasn't the leader. Yeah, I'll never be the leader. It's like you're playing with LeBron James.
Well, you ain't the leader now,
right? I mean, so I don't understand, and you know, the flat earth stuff that he's got going on, and you know. I don't know. It's like, you know, the 12-13 rookie class is amazing, and he highlighted it, but it just feels like, I don't know, people don't – you go on threads and you don't see, like, check out my Kyrie Irving rookie collection, you know? Granted, he was part of the inaugural year of Prism, and that's an iconic card, him and Davis's first Prism. But I just – I mean, KD is probably the most collectible out of the three. I mean, a lot of people are stocking on KD because I think people feel that the benefit of this team is going to be KD's cards. But now thrown in that Harden piece, I don't know. Harden's the same year as Steph, right? On the rookie card? It's the same.
10-11?
Is it the 10-11 class? Or no, it's the year before, isn't it?
I thought Harden's the year after, actually. Or maybe they're the same.
Because he has an exquisite, doesn't he? Doesn't Harden have. Or I'm thinking of Westbrook.
His chrome.
It's
on
a face
OKC,
shot. Too.
It's a face shot. It's very similar to
Steph's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what that looks like. James Harden, yeah, because there was something weird with the license that year. Obviously, the Stephs have jumped up, but Harden, for some reason, just still, well, that's
a refractor. Yeah, that's just a $53,000 card.
Yeah, that's what
scrub.
That's what they're asking.
59, 55.
And he sold?
PSA 8, rookie card, chrome, $1,000. PSA 10,
refractor,
$4,000. So, yeah, I mean, I guess they're not low by any stretch of the imagination. So PSA 9 chrome. I mean, they're not Steph prices, but they're up there. It's an ugly card, to be honest. I have a Steph now, but I
don't really like it.
Don't really like it. I think there was something going on where they couldn't get rookie photo shoot stuff because they were losing the license and they were in the midst of all that. Mm-hmm. So they had to use
the face shots,
and they could still use the logo, but I guess they didn't have the rights to some of the pictures. It was a weird story that they had. So. Couple guys in the chat. Brooklyn D-bags, Kelp says. Ed says, good riddance, JH, prima donna.
You know what's going to undo this team? It is not the fact that they should win a championship, but they're ultra-talented players. It's their personalities that can undo that team. It's, you know, Kyrie's missing from the team. Like, nobody can even find him, not even his
head
coach.
Yeah, what's the story on that?
I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on with him. And then on top of that, you know, like, I mean, KD and James, they've been friends since OKC, so hopefully they could put it together. I think those two are good enough to win a championship, just those two. If Kyrie obviously can put it together and stay in there with them, they'll make them even stronger. But, yeah, the personalities is what is going to undo this team.
Is it bad to label you guys agree with me by saying that these guys are, like, individual clout chasers as opposed to, like, team? You know, team clout chasers, you know, like they're happier as a team. It's almost like they need to have 30-30-30 every game, right? Because, like, I can't have 10 even if we win. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, that's what I was saying before. Like, is there going to be enough points to go around? And how do you think the rest of the players on the team feel right now? They're like, are we even a part of this team?
And they got rid of a couple of really key young guys. I think Jared Allen was their best big.
He was coming by far. Well,
You know, Jordan is still a serviceable center.
There's somebody at the door, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Jordan's still a serviceable center, but you know, he's past his prime. Jared Allen was the guy who was really doing a lot of the dirty work for them, you know, down low. So losing him was pretty big, I think. Caris LeVert, obviously a talented young kid. But, yeah, I mean, you got to give up what you got to give up for James Harden, I guess.
Yeah, they definitely pushed their chips all in. And like we said before the show here, it's similar to Brooklyn pushing all in with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce.
Granted, those guys were probably past their prime, right?
True.
They went heavy for those guys, even still past their prime. But these guys are still playing in their prime, so hopefully it works out better for Brooklyn than it did last time.
Definitely. Well, let's move into the main segment of the show. We've got Contenders Football, 2020 Contenders Football. The first off the line is going to be available Dutch auction tomorrow, and then the hobby release is next Friday, the 22nd, I believe. And it's always one of the hottest releases of the year. You've got the on-card rookie autos of all the big rookies, you know, with a star-studded quarterback rookie class, Joe Burrow, Herbert, Tua, even Jalen Hurts. You had Jonathan Taylor got 1,000 yards. So a lot of rookies to chase. It's always like a huge checklist. They bring in some autos that you haven't seen throughout the year. Sometimes there's Coach autos. You got the gold. You got the gold plated cards, the silver plated cards, lots of chase and contenders. So the hobby box break down to 5 autos a box with 1 guaranteed on card auto, whether it be live or whether it be a redemption. But what we're going to do is we're going to analyze Contenders Football versus Prizm Football, because Prizm and Mosaic kind of had the hobby by storm. They got guys that were collecting Mosaic and Prizm basketball getting into football. So we're going to look at some prices, and we're going to have this discussion because I think it's very interesting. It actually blew my mind when we started doing some of the data. Mm-hmm. You look at some of these main players like Josh Allen, big game this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Bills versus Ravens. You've got a Josh Allen Silver Prizm PSA 10 that sold for $4,500. You have a 2018 Contenders Josh Allen rookie card auto, 5,000. So that's
a base.
Pretty. It says pop 11, so it could be that's the no feet visible. So it actually the base might even go for less. That's one of the more short printed ones. So that's basically people valuing a non numbered parallel higher than an on card Contenders rookie auto, which mind you, the standard is set by the Contenders Tom Brady rookie auto. That is the holy grail of all football cards, right?
Best card.
So it's very interesting to see that people are paying these big money for these Prizm Silvers as opposed to the Contenders autos. What's your thoughts when you see prices like that?
That is pretty surprising. But it kind of makes sense, right? 2018, that was the first year they did one silver a box.
Yes.
So that pricing actually makes sense. I'm interested in seeing some of the other data that you guys pulled up. But in terms of that one, the rarity of that Silver Prizm makes sense that it go for almost as much as the – because that's – even though that's a variation, that's still the base variation auto. That's not a cracked ice. That's not a –
Right.
Any other kind of parallel.
Right. Yeah, it blew my mind. And to C-Rad's point, yeah, 18 Prizm is the rarest of the silvers because it was one per box. This year it's 2 per box.
19 was also one.
But I think they ramped up on the retail side of things.
That's right.
Very interesting. So you see the prices here, right?
Yeah,
so,
I don't get it.
Yeah, talk about that old man auto.
I don't – but yeah, well, you know, my era of collecting
You used to have to walk miles with no shoes on.
The way back machine. Why would you want a non-auto? Why? Contenders is coming out in like a week or two. Week, right? Get ready. This is the product right here. This is what we wait for.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's what I wait for. Maybe not me.
That's why I'm interested to see because 2019 Contenders kind of came out right before like the real big buildup, right before like I mean, we had Zion, we had Ja, you know, early rookies and stuff like that, but we didn't have like the March, like just like the explosion of this industry of all the, like there's probably 70% of people that walk into our shop that did not collect in 19. So they have no idea. They don't know what to expect. They just know that they want Prism. They want their retail Prism. They want their silvers. They want their parallels of these guys. So now you throw Contenders in the mix with five autos a box at $750 a box. But hey, five autos is more than any other product that's came out. And like I said before, with the Tom Brady being the standard, the Mahomes the standard, is the retail guy is going to start going towards the Contenders football. Now, interesting enough, they do have Contenders in Target and Walmart.
Yeah.
And they do have retail exclusive autos this year. Okay. So maybe that'll give people a little bit of a taste to go like, hey, man, I got to check out this hobby version, try to chase these cracked ice, mm-hmm. try to chase these Super Bowl tickets.
But the parallels are pretty much that. The demand for parallels and Contenders or base cards is non-existent.
Right. Yeah. There's usually none.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no demand for that stuff. So, yeah, I'm curious. I don't get it.
Well,
you get it. You get it, Conrad? You understand?
Well, I was saying before, it kind of makes sense to me just because of how rare the silver is.
Yeah. I mean, that, again, I don't know. We understand how rare it is, and yeah. A lot of the listeners are going to understand how rare it is, but like, the average consumer who just got in has no idea that there was only one silver in a hobby box for 18 and 19. Mm-hmm. I've had that conversation in the shop probably three or four times this week about that.
Okay.
So. Well, and something interesting to note, too, is that, you know, people covet these silvers. So some news I heard today is they made Prism T-Mall football, right?
Whoa. I thought we were not going to talk about that on the hype.
We are, because
we
I think are, it's something to note.
We're
I think
talking, it's, we're now we're talking about it.
Well, it's not hidden or private information. They they put it if you're not familiar with T-Mall, it's an overseas type of like almost like a Target, right? So it's an overseas version
like
of Target. It is, but they do a lot of online sales similar to your Targets, your Walmarts and things like that. So they basically put this, I think it was T-Mall, whatever it was, sold out in a minute. It literally sold out in a minute. If you read the description of the product, there is one silver rookie per box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So makes you it's concerning to your silver rookies. Now, I know there's two in the hobby, but they're not guaranteed. You know, most of those we're getting are vets, right? You barely get any rookies in there.
Well, you're looking, I just do the math. It's like, what, 300
names?
300 cards on the checklist, roughly, and maybe 100 of them are rookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so you got one rookie.
T-Mall rookie.
One rookie per box. Now, you could get the Jeremy Chins of the world, the, you know.
Would be a pretty good one.
You know, the Josiah DeGuaras, you know, those, the your boy, Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci.
Quarterback.
Instead of having 300 silvers, you now have 100. So that increases your odds on those boxes. To get Burrow, Tua, Herbert.
Wow.
So I got to see how this shakes out, because if you bought a $2,000, $3,000 Herbert silver at the beginning of the year, there's more coming out now, right? I mean, there's still hobby boxes left to rip too, but there's more coming out. So I feel like with the auto here, in this case with Josh Allen can't just keep signing rookie autos. That just doesn't happen. Josh Allen signs an X amount of autos and that's it. They can't print more Josh Allen autos.
Yep.
So something to think about long term. Now, if Josh Allen or Tua or Herbert becomes Mahomes, it doesn't matter how much they print it. It's good. Yeah. They're going to go for a good amount of money. But mm-hmm. the demand and the supply, I mean, you got something to think about. So
I think one thing to note before we look at the next prices, I just want to say, in my opinion, because the holy grail of football cards is that Brady Contenders, that holds a lot of weight. Meaning that no matter what quarterback blows up and is the next Brady or the next Mahomes, like, people are going to remember that and be like, okay, who is this guy's Contenders rookie auto? So I think that's going to lend itself to keeping Contenders a top-tier autograph forever.
Right.
Hope so.
Because we can't go back and be like, it's my product where's my Brady Silvers or where's my Brady Refractors?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
There's no such thing. Like, there is, but the Contenders auto is the one that everybody wants.
Yeah. We've seen Contenders change over the years. It used to be, I know two on card autos for sure. Three?
It used to be two.
2011?
Yeah,
was
two.
It was two, right?
Two. Yeah.
And it's five. Was it six autos?
It was six. So, I think they only advertised five, but most boxes had six.
Yeah.
And two on cards.
Yep. And two on card rookie premier guys. So are they on card? So you have like, you know, 40 different subjects you can get autos from. And getting back to the point where you don't know how many silvers, because the team all thing, you don't know how many are out there, because they could have, who knows how much team all they made.
Yeah.
Who knows? You don't know. When they sit down and they put, Josh Allen is sitting there signing these contender autos, if you take all the variations and you put them together, you're probably looking at about 800 autos maybe.
Right.
And so max, you're probably looking at 8 to 1,000 cards, rookie ticket autos or playoff ticket autos or the champ ticket autos. You're looking at maybe 8 to 1,000 cards max.
Right.
Which is low.
Right. Which you can kind of feel like you're protected in that aspect, where you kind of know how many were made. Like I said, you just can't keep producing. Can't keep making Josh Allen autos. He needs to be there to
sign. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we can go to the Pop Report right now and there would be more than 800 PSAs of Tua.
Yeah.
Silver, probably.
Probably. Well, there is one guy that's on this list that I do want to look at the Pop Report because I'm very interested. But let's go to Lamar Jackson. So they're playing each other. Look at this. So you've got and this is a pristine 10. Pristine 10.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson sold on November 15th. Granted, that was, you know, maybe during the time where he was subparly playing.
His cards were definitely going down at that time.
So 4,800. And this guy claims that there was only 90 of them. I don't haven't fact checked that, but there is certain variations where there's less. So it's got to be like a pop two or three on a pristine 10. Got to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and a silver prism that sold for $5,300. So the silver prism outsold the contender's auto. That is crazy to me.
That's crazy.
How can you explain this phenomenon?
The one thing that will like just blow up my theory that I just gave about Brady and contenders holding value is if somebody like Patrick Mahomes goes on and wins 10 championships and he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yep.
And then people are going to be like, whoa.
People are going to try to sell their Bradys for dirt cheap.
not necessarily, but then collectors are going to ship their folks and be like, this is the GOAT. This is the gold standard for rookie cards in football. You know, that can change. That's the only thing that will blow up my theory. Now, will he reach Brady level? We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely interesting to see. So you can see that. Now, it gets a little funky because you got Deshaun Watson, which is the same year as Mahomes.
See, now that makes sense.
So you've got a Deshaun Watson contender's autograph.
That doesn't get funky at all because we all know about the card that's on the right.
Yeah.
Well, but wait until you see the one after this.
Okay,
but you got $899 on the Watson PSA 10 Silver Prism, which all the 2017 rookies are Silver Prisms.
Every single card.
Every single one.
There was one up here.
There was one. And the Contenders PSA 10 Rookie Auto, $2,175. So almost double. This is where I feel like it should be. The Silver Prism should be worth 50% of the Contenders Auto, in my opinion. Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. I think $900 for that Silver Prism is a little much. But, yeah, I
think that's your guy, too. You like
him. Yeah, and I like him. But what he had a great year. He threw for a lot of yards. But what did his team do? And he may be on the move. And is that going to be good for his card value or bad for his card value? Well, that really depends on where he goes.
And I'm trying to look up the Pop Report here. So keep in mind, yeah, 2017, there was no silvers. They were all silvers, basically. So every rookie card was a silver. There was no variations. There was no base variation. So I am going to the Pop Report. But I got to scroll down. It's on like page 3 or 4. So I'm trying to find out Watson because we're going to have Mahomes coming up too. I'm trying to find out what Watson's Pop Report was on this. Christian McCaffrey had 1,200 graded. So maybe they just didn't make they didn't make that many back then, because that seemed kind of low.
That does seem low.
Unless it was BGS. I mean, that's one thing you got to consider is just the BGS compared to where do we have Deshaun Watson? You guys can keep talking while I'm looking for it.
Who do the Rams play this weekend?
Oh, Green Bay.
It's gonna be a good game.
I think we're gonna do it
all the way.
If we just beat
Green Bay.
If we beat Green Bay, I think we're going to the Super Bowl, and we'll lose against the Chiefs.
So
Chiefs ain't making it, bro.
2,763 graded Deshaun Watsons with a 1,960 being PSA 10s. It's not a lot.
No.
So that's very interesting. Not a lot on that one. So so maybe that's justified, because then you look at this, which is just stupid. This is stupid. So
boom.
You got a PSA 10 Contenders Auto, Patrick Mahomes.
This guy must be the gold already.
$55,000 versus a PSA 10 Prism, Patrick Mahomes, that sold for $9,000.
Now, the Prism card, though, I know it says silver, but it's a base card.
It is a base card.
It is the base card. It's the regular rookies are all silver. So
now, does it say Prism on the back as a key?
You know, I'm not sure. We should find ours.
Prism. Prisms with an S.
Oh, Prisms.
Is what it will say when it's a silver.
Now, there definitely is more than one.
There definitely is that for sure. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, 3,369 graded with only 849 at 10. That is surprising.
I don't get it.
So did they not? So we got to look at these boxes. Was there not as many rookies? I can't remember in 17. Was there not two a pack? Maybe that's the case. Maybe there wasn't two a pack. Maybe they were more rare.
I mean, they definitely didn't make as much Prism as they do now.
Right. I mean, yeah, you're going back, what, 3-4 years? That's like.
Yeah.
And that's when
it's
Prism.
Like,
when
it's like 50 years in the hobby.
Bro, that's like when people like. They're like, Prism football. Like, you open that?
Like, why?
You like that?
Why? I don't want that. Like. Why you guys keep on running Prism football?
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, these six box breaks that you guys are doing for $29.99, like, I'm tired of you doing them.
Yeah. Like, dude. As we could not fill 2017. You could have, like, if you had a crystal ball, you could have been like, hey, all that 2017 Prism we have, can I just pay you double what you paid? And you'd be like, yeah, you could take it all. And then you'd be a millionaire.
Hand delivered.
You'd be a millionaire right now. Kelp says Contenders has rookie ticket wild card and RPA tickets in retail. First time good rookies in retail and not just hobby. Again, more auto variations. So that's going to be – we're going to see how often the big rookies come out of not only retail, but now does that affect the hobby SKUs because they're using some of that content for the retail.
Now, did I hear you right? $750 for a hobby box?
$750 for a hobby box. Damn, is what a major online retail.
Why does that sound so reasonable compared to this Prism stuff?
Wait a second. I thought it was. Is that current right now?
Yes.
I swear I checked on Monday when we were talking, and it was $9.
Hmm.
Did it just go down 100?
Bro, I was like $750. That's a deal compared to what everything else is costing.
Because I think so. First off the line, Dutch auction. Contenders comes out tomorrow on Panini.
Tomorrow. One red zone auto.
Starts at $1,000 a box.
$750.
I swear that was.
Oh, you saw the $9 because you saw the case price. The $9 for the 9,000 case.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I think at $1,000, I think that's a good deal.
For first off the line, yeah.
Yeah.
You get the one on card red like last year, red zone.
Yeah.
Yes. But you probably aren't going to get a shot. But here's the thing, though. You're not going to get the cracked ice in there. Not of the main guys.
How do you know?
Because you don't. You can get cracked ice of the sticker guys. But every on-card auto is the red zone.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'm trying to recall.
All right. More Contenders first off the line for me.
Dan's going to consume it all.
I
like a big boy in a candy store. He's going to get in on that Contenders.
I remember the 2019 first off line being pretty loaded. Those were nice, and they all look nice, too.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we were hitting a Kyler. We were hitting all the main guys in a case for the most part.
Yeah.
But, like I said, you don't have the Super Bowl ticket chance. You don't have the unless it's the other guys. So the guys that are sticker autos, yes, you may get a cracked ice. You may get the 101. So I'm trying to think of maybe like Jerome Robinson. You know, who wasn't a rookie premier guy for the Jags. He'll probably be in there. You may have a shot at him in the first off the line boxes, but the main guys, Tua, Herbert,
Hurts,
Burrow, those guys are all their autos are going to be red zone autos because there's one per box. But the red zone autos do sell well. I mean, I think we bought a Kyler for like $3,000 or $4,000 or something like that. So they do sell well. But something to keep in mind when you're dealing with that product. I don't like that they did the first off the line. I don't think it's the six packs, is it? It's the 18 packs.
Got to work out them fingers, bro.
I don't like the. That's one thing that I wouldn't miss in contenders is the base cards, unless they did something different with them. The base cards are worthless. There's no reason to have the base cards. Not a product that people build base sets of. So, a lot of Patrick Chris says a lot of Patrick Mahomes silvers had a dimple. That's why they're not 10. That's a good point. And maybe they just didn't make a lot. It surprised me. I thought there would be a lot more on that pop report. So,
I guess I'm not signed in, so I can't check.
So we'll have to see with this new stuff what the contenders prices are.
Maybe we had a Patrick Mahomes contenders auto.
Yeah, don't remind me.
What was graded?
It was a BGS 9.
It was a
that's
BGS
right.
BGS 9.
It went in the buyback, yes.
And we sold it for $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. We the one thing that Doug and I really know is the market, and that's why we do a podcast like this.
We did buy it for $1,400, so
we bought it for $1,400 and sold it for $1,700.
Came up,
yeah, and now you got to say it's at least
a $40,000
card.
Got to find the right buyer though, Dan.
Yeah,
you know that might be hard. So I'll take my $1,700.
I don't know why people tune in.
Well, you know what? That segues us into this next story. This is something that this person could have done, but they decided not to do. They did not take the route that we took. 14-year-old kid in 2003. I'll set the stage here. 14-year-old kid in 2003 got a box of 03-04 SP game used.
Bro, he did not pull that, bro.
In 03-04, 14 years old, pulls the one-of-one LeBron James logo man. Went to a card show the next day in a mall, and somebody offered him $1,700 cash. At 14!
He said no.
He said no, put it in a box, stopped collecting cards, basically, and one of his buddies came over. I think the guy's probably in his 30s now, based on the math of the time, and said, you have cards? He goes, yeah, I put that, it was LeBron James logo, man. He's like, what? So, little did they thought. They thought it was maybe worth $20,000. They went and got it graded. It's at Golden. Golden expects this card to go for over $250,000.
It's a 7 because he just threw it in the box.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I was going to go, that grade is that's yeah. tough, man.
It's hard to get 7.
I mean, it's not hard at all. It's not even funny. It's not hard to get a 7. They're dishing out 7s like the it's the old 10s. Seven's the old 10.
Game worn?
I don't think so because it's rookie year. Okay. So
either way, that's a logo man LeBron James.
That is a logo and it's a rookie. So which is insane, right?
It's not like
so,
they were making a ton of them back then either, right?
Exactly. So
I will tell you right now, and I've been doing this for 10 years. I've had a lot of people. You start talking about cards, and then they go to their room and they bring in a shoebox, and they're just like, "Man, like, look at these cards. You got anything good in here?" And it's like, '90s just garbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you crush their dreams, and you're like, "Yeah, this is pretty much not worth anything." I've never had a card like that come in.
No,
like somebody like, "Hey,
the
like
opposite."
Be like, "That's a pretty good one." I wouldn't. I honestly like wouldn't say it's $250,000.
Yeah, he said it was last month when his brother-in-law heard he had the card. He said, I missed the whole COVID card boom, didn't know what was going on. I took out the card, and his brother-in-law, Tony, said, do you know what you have here? At the time, he said he thought it was $15,000 to $20,000. A bit of the background, the Logo Man card features a cutout NBA logo from the player's jersey. It's one of the most coveted modern-day market cards, which we know. The dual LeBron Logo Man, one with Michael Jordan and one with Kobe Bryant, have sold for about $1 million each, Golden Auction said. Sold LeBron Logo Man for $312,000 in 2016. In this market, that card, he said, is worth $4 million easily. He said Chris' card is at least worth $250,000. Chris has consigned the card to Golden for its current auction, and it hits the market Sunday night, and the bidding has pushed it up to $67,000 already. So, crazy. Just finding it in a box. It's a good story. But if you're 14 and somebody offered you $1,700, how hard would that be to refuse that offer back then?
We got to bring in some 14-year-olds for this one to test it.
I would sell it. I would.
I don't think I would. If I was into collecting and I understood what a one-of-one logo man was at the time, I wouldn't sell it.
I mean, you got to think that there wasn't many cards selling, modern cards, after, selling for $1,700.
After it graded a 7, I may have sold it. So he got it graded.
After he found
after,
out.
Like, so he didn't get it graded. It was a 7. He's like, I'm going to throw it in a box. I would have been like, got a 7. I'm going to get rid of this now.
He may have not even had it in a top loader, literally. Look, that may be why it's a 7. You do see, I mean, it is a thicker card. You do see the whiting on the edges there. I guess props to PSA for keeping it real on that one. They could have gave it a 10 and nobody would have known the difference, but they did. They kept it real. They gave it a 7.
We don't know. Why does that card? Looks good to me.
It looks good to me, too. So
I think it's a 9.
That's
incredible.
It's a feel-good story. I mean,
incredible.
All I know is that I think back when I was 14, which wasn't in 03, 04, unfortunately, I was making, I don't know why it's not ringing.
I got some Pokemon I got to go sell.
I was making $4.25 an hour, so that was minimum wage at the time. It's like a walk to no shoes up a hill for two miles to work.
My first job, $5.75.
So you work for 2 weeks and you make like $100 basically, because I was working after school. So if somebody offered me $1,700, I'd be like, I was rich. I'd be like, you know how many video games I could buy at $40 a pop?
Music CDs.
Oh, man. I'd go to Warehouse Music. I'd probably spend it all in one day, dude. Warehouse Music, Sam Goody, Music Land, wherever you're at, that's where I'd be.
Oh man, me too.
So,
$1,700 is like might as well be $1,000,000 to a 14-year-old.
Oh man, or just candy and ice cream.
Well, back in art, and maybe in art. I don't know if $1,700 is a lot to kids nowadays, but
yeah, that's crazy. So feel good story. The guy's gonna be able to buy or finance a house with that kind of card, and it's awesome that he didn't sell it. He's glad his younger self had the wherewithal to put that thing away. So,
and there's still stories like that out there. We just don't, you know, just haven't been found yet.
Platinum finish LeBron rookie card, 100 graded PSA 7. I'll take 200K right now, Nick says. I think you sent me a photo of that before. I got to see that one again. My sister pulled a Cal Ripken White Hot when she was 8. Card shop dude offered her 50, and she said no. Yeah, see? These card shops trying to get good deals on these cards, man.
50 bucks.
You know, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I don't think I could have passed on $1,700.
Yeah.
So that's the moral.
Me either,
of that
probably
story.
Not.
All right. Well, that's all we got for today's show. But stay tuned for more breaks. We're going to start breaks here in about 15 minutes. MojoBreak.com for your break spots. If you want to buy sealed wax, we got the brand new playbook up for $425 a box, which is, I think, $50 less than any other online retailer. We have 8 available on MojoBreakShop.com if you want to get a playbook box shipped to you. Also, check out MojoBreakShop.com for any of your sealed wax. If you want to be your own breaker, you want to open up your own box, MojoBreakShop.com. And follow MojoBreak. At Mojo Break M on Twitter for our Mojo Break media content. Cody just did an amazing video about the wild card weekend, what players to look at. Really good piece on like Cam Akers and some of the undervalued football players from this weekend's games. So definitely check that out. And we'll be doing some more stuff next week with football, with the big weekend of football. Who do you got this weekend, C-Rad?
Bills.
You got the Bills? I like the Bills, too.
I like the Browns, baby.
I'm going for the Browns, too, man. I'm going for
the Browns and the Bills.
You know, as much as I like Patty Mahomes, I mean, the Browns are an absolute feel-good story.
Little bake, baby.
Yep. I'm all for it. So, all right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next week on The Hype, and take care. Peace out.